We are on Daf Tezvav and at Beis, the last line, Tani Rav Tachlife Achur de Rav Noi Chuzo. Kol Mezeinayshav Shel Odom Ktsubim Loi Merei Shashone Vaadroi Shashone Chutz Mi Eitzoi Shabosais Veitzoi Shomim Toivim Veitzoi Shbonov Letalmud Torah. Shem pichais peichsin loy vim hoisif meisifim loy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kol mezeinoysov shel odom, kol ma sha'osid lehistaker b'shono shiyein nizayin mishon. Whatever he's supposed to make, Musi Rashi mentions keseida mezeinus. It seems there's a besondere inyan about the mezeinus of a odom. Kotzav loy kach v'kach yistake b'shonazu. That means how much money he'll have from mezeinus that was nigzar merei shashona. V'yesh loy lizor milaseis yitziya merube. So therefore a person should be careful. He should not make a yitziya merube. Shelo yisifo loy schar lemezeinus elama shepasku loy. That means if he used up some of the money, he won't get more money. Lamasha poskoloi, chutz mehitzoi shabosais, oiso loi poskoloi mayistaker letzolcho. There was no psak on how much he'll make, how much money he'll be given for itzoi shabbos yomim toivim, umeheichon tevoyeyu, and where the money's going to come from. Now there the Seder is El Lefima Sherogil Mamtziyim Loi Lesho Oli Achasho. There, whatever he's rogil, how much money he's willing to spend for Itzoy Shabbos V'yontiv, that's how much money he's going to get. Im Pichais Poichsin Loi Kloime Mamtziyim Loi Tzchamuot. Now it would seem the Gemara is telling us that there are two extremes. The Mishnah says in Oveis, Im ein ani li mili, shani la atzmi me'oni. And it would seem stiridic, these two concepts. Im ein ani li mili means that a person has to be mishtadlo for himself. And he can be mishtadlo for himself. Then it says, shani la atzmi me'oni, what am I to be mishtadlo for myself? So Chaim Lozner in Ruach Chaim says pshat that the Mishnah is speaking about two inyonim. The first chelik of the Mishnah is speaking about ruchnius. Im ein ani li mili. If I won't take care of my ruchnius, no one will take care of it. I have to take care of it. It's in my hands. Shani la'atzmi me'oni. And what am I to do something? That's speaking about kashmius. And there Rabbi Chaim Lozner says that mezeinosiv shalom ktsuvim loy merei shashone loy shashone, and so what, he can't do anything about it. So it seems that Chazal are telling us over here these two extremes. Kol mezeinosiv shalom, he can't do anything about it. He can make kalya, that's what he can do. If he'll use up more money than was nikta for him, so he'll be stuck. So be stuck without mezeinus, but to regulate the flow of mezein, that's kotzim loy merei shashona loy shashona. Heitzoi shabos is veitzoi shamim toivim. Fakert, there it's put into his hand to control the flow. How much money he'll get for heitzoi shabos veitzoi shontiv? That means it was put into his hands, and that here it's a chshein anili mili. That if he's mamin and he spends a lot to cover Shabbos, he'll get a lot. He doesn't spend a lot. Pichay's peichsin loy, aishiv meisifin loy. And the same thing applies by tzoyis bonov l'talmud Torah. Perhaps this is also an inyan of mozin, the saruchnistike mozin, l'chulachmu b'lachmi. Tvar yoyim b'yoyimoy, the chesed l'avrom says, that Dvar Yoyim, the Divrei Torah that a person learns each day, that will be the Mozin B'Yoyim Ha'orel. But it's also a type of mezainis. That's also the this mazain, how much he'll be able to the daitzo, how much he'll be able to teach to his children, depends on how much effort he puts into it and how much daitzo's bonav le Talmud Torah. Let us see Taisvis, Kol Mezein Oisev Shal Odom Ktsuvim, Beitzois Bonav L'Talmud Teire, Beirishri Akol Natke Mikroi Dula El. Mezein Oisev De Shabbos, Kedoma Labu Alay Vani Perei, the Gmur Seren Daf Tezbova Med Beit, Chedves Hashem Hima Uschem. And Rashi had said, Sham the Posek Simcha, Shatam Oisem Bishvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more you put into the Chedves Hashem, Arehi Mo'uschem, Hitazer Eschem L'Shalom HaKofeiseichem, Umil Beiseichem, Shatilvu B'Shvilo. This creates a Mo'is, Chedves Hashem, Hi Mo'uschem. So that's the Makir of Eitzoi Shabbos V'Yontif. V'Chedves Hi Teire, B'Shiv Kudi Hashem Yishorim Misamchei Leiv. So how much a person invests in this Misamchei Leiv, it's Ma'uskam, that's the, he's guaranteed on the investment. But see, L'chayre from Toysves, the Ritva says, on our sugye, lav davke itzoi Shabbos v'yontem and Talmud Torah, who did not itzoi kol mitzvahs? That's what the Ritva says. From Toysves, it would seem not like that, because Toysves says, if Toysves wants to shtel to the posuk, Chedves Hashem hi Ma'uskam, itzoi Shabbos v'yontem is Chedves Hashem, Talmud Torah is Chedves Hashem. Taisus is bringing a pasuk. So Lachera, another mitzvah, I don't know if Taisus holds that there's also such a seder of Shin Piches, Peches, and Leivim, Hoysif, Meisifim, Leiv. Omar Avabo, Maikro. Where do we find the first you saw that Mezei Neisef, Shal Odom, Ktsuvim Leim, Rei Sheshone, Radrei Sheshone, where do we find this in the pasuk? The Gemara says it says Tiku Bachidu Shefa. Perhaps in the Kash is a little bit more pertinent because the Mishnah tells us that the Pesach Nidoinim Ala Tvuin Batzeres Al Peres Seilon, and then in Besukis Alamayim. So Memele, it seems there's different zmanim for Panose. So where do we see that the Panose and the Teretz is the answers on Rosh Hashanah? How much Tvur there'll be in the world, how much Peres there'll be in the world, that's Takanidin and Shavuos and Pesach. But how much each one will be able to derive from that, that's Nidin B'Rosh Hashanah, that's Mzei Noisev Shel Odom Ktsuvim Loi M'Rosh Hashanah Vav Rosh Hashanah. So where do we see that it is, that is the, that is part of the Dinin Rosh Hashanah? Maikro Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Bakesel Yom Chageinu. Eizu Chag Shachodesh Miskaseboy, which is the yontif that we have, that the Chodesh is Bekisui, Aviyomer Zerei Shashone. And on this yontif it says, Kichok Le Yisraelu Mishpat Le Kayakoy, my mashma by Chok Lishnu de Mizoinihu, Tersiva Ochlu Eschukam Ashenosam Lamparoy. That means Mistama the Mosin, Mazut Rama Mehocha, Aprifaini Lechem Chuki. So see again that it's Mosin. So there's a Bezundre Din on the Mosin, Kichokli Yisraelu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shachidish Miskase Boy, Shalabone Miskase Boy. Where do we find the Chag that the Labon is Bekisui? Shainei niris l'chol odom, ele shachris l'yeshwe mizrach v'arvis l'yeshwe mayro. The shachris is mistamad the levona atike, and arvis is the levona chadosha. K'doma b'rei sheshona esrim v'abo shoyis miskasi siyero. That the 24 hours that the levona is not seen. That means by the, there are 12 hours, the 12 hours, the last 6 hours before the Levona Chadosh, and the first 6 hours from the Levona Chadosh, no one is able to see it. And afterwards, the Bnei Ma'ariv, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, be able to see it, and for a 12-hour period before the Bnei Chutz Loretz can see it. Have the aimer zaray shashon di lo shar yontev kvar nismala labona bemitzas beniris b'chol mokim. So this is a yontev, the pekesa that the labona, there's a time in this yontev that the labona cannot be completely seen by anyone. Bekesel yom chagenu abachidish koi tiku bechidush halavona shayfer. When the Levon is mischadish, she miskase b'yoyim chageinu. Let us see, Toysvis, Ezeu chag she'achidish miskase boi, perish rashi she'alavone eino niris. That one cannot see the Levon. Because she'leperushi da'abalei lemeimer she'alavone miskase. Why does it say she'achidish miskase? It should have said the Levon is miskase. Megin Shloimeh wants to say, he says, we see Chazal called the Levon Chodesh, Eidim Shero Es HaChodesh, Ein Me'idim Al HaChodesh. Al-Kocha doesn't mean this, it means they saw the Levon Bechidusha, but the Levon Bechidusha is called Chodesh. So Memele, it's not too shver on Rash. Lekach Perish Rabbeinu Tam, that a chodesh miskase boy is sheroish chodesh mizdamin boy. That which yontif do we have that roish chodesh is in that yontif? Kloimer sherogil lovoy boy. The kese loshen zimun. Kmoy liyoyma kese yovoy beisoy. The bestimte tog yoyma hamizumin. The moyed hamizumin yovei beisoy. So that is the taich of kesa. So chaydish taki means roish chaydish. She miskase she mizdamin boy. This is the only yontev that roish chaydish is mizdamin in the yontev. Rabbeinu mishulam pirish miskase. Miskase like is a loshen kisui. It's hidden. It's covered. Shloi hoyo soyer shoreish chaydish koraboy. Shachaydish miskaseboy means the soyer shel roish chaydish. Behitsha rabbeinu tam, the betesefte komam, the kochoshiv lamid bei sirim bashone. The betesefte says that there are 32 sirim that we are makriv during the year. The Kachoshiv Yud Bei Sirim De Rosh Chodeshim. Out of these 32, there are 12, which are the 12 Sirim of Rosh Chodesh. Bloy Metzino Yud Bei Sim Loi Ho Yisrael De Rosh Chodesh De Rosh Hashanah. So Kachoshiv, if there are 12 Sirim for Rosh Chodesh, so one of them has to be the Sirim Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So how could the Rabbeinu Meshulam say that the soil shall Rosh Chodesh is miskas in Rosh Hashanah? So I hear your soil shall Rosh Chodesh koreboy. The zikhu wa makrib the soil shall Rosh Chodesh. Veheishiv loy rabbeinu mishulam loy ola aliboy loy merkein that is taken no soil. Elohi so datoy de loy meforish kro behedye shall Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Hashanah. That means miskasa boy that the Torah doesn't mention it. The Torah doesn't mention the seer chatas of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. The seer bepinches milvad oilas hachodesh mentions the oila of Rosh Chodesh. The musaf the chatas loy hiske, but it doesn't mention the chatas. The yesh meforshim, others want to say miskasa, what's pshat, it's also the seer shal Rosh Chodesh is miskasa. Shaymaskiren oisai be musaf the Rosh Hashanah. We don't mention it in the Kabbonis of Musaf. Rabbi Netama yema adaraba oil vahoya korev maskiren oisai. Fakert since we're makrivit, so you should be maskir. Shalma forms vaseinu. Maskiren oisai be musaf the Rosh Hashanah. Vetikin Rabbi Netama loyma be musaf, mubadai le sachoidish. Vechentikin loyma shnei seirim kihilchosom. There are two sirim kilchoson, soir echot shal roish chaydish, v'soir echot shal roish hashanah. So there are two sirim, and so okay, we do mention it. So therefore the Ben Tam only has his pshat of his kasas aloshen mizdamo.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanje amru olav al shamay hazoke, kol yomov hoya oichel lekovit Shabbos. His whole life he ate lekovit Shabbos. The whole week he ate lekovit Shabbos. Motza behemanua, oimer zule Shabbos. So let's say Sunday he found the behemanua, so it was miyachedit, this he won't eat, this is for Shabbos. Motza acheres noheimeno, he found a nicer one. Meiniyaches ashniyah, so he left over the meiniyaches ashniyah, va'oichelas arishayne. So he left over the second one for Shabbos and he ate the first one. So he ate the first one, kidei that the second one should be left over l'kovet Shabbos. Aval hilul azokin mida acheres oiseloi, hilul was different. Shekol ma'isov l'shem shemayim. Shenema v'olch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Tanyan amihochi b'sham yoyimrim michad shebich l'shabbatich. From the first day of the week till Shabbat, you should be preparing for Shabbat. V'silul oyimrim v'olch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, if he found a nicer one, so he ate up the first one. Nimtza oichlo lezu, kidei shete hayofe necheles b'shabbat. Tabalei loso shalari shayna, the eating of the first one and leaving over the second one, lekovit Shabbos. L'shem shamayim b'yteyach, shetizdamin loy noel l'shabbat. He was b'yteyach shetizdamin loy noel l'shabbat. Michad shebich l'shabbatich, me'echad b'shabbat shaloch ten libach l'shabbat habo. Yoyim yoyim, yam oslonu esolcheinu be'ezraseinu. I was thinking that we find here a machlokes b'shami and b'silu. B'shami was mishtadel to make sure he'll have a behema shmeinu l'kovet Shabbos. That was the shtablus of b'shami. And Beis Hillel was a Baal Bitochen, Erev Shabbos, Ogere Beim Shmeine. So I was thinking, Tshiodua, let's talk about other mitzvahs. The Briske Rav, Zachayim Lavroche, from Reish Chedi Shalom, started looking for Esroigim. Yeah, why did you look for Esroigim? Erev Sukkis, go in front of Charedim, you'll get you buy an Esrog, you'll find a beautiful Esrog, but Esroigim, from Beishamitzach Kedaiget from the beginning of the week. So I thought, perhaps we can be Mavair HaGemor as follows. That the whole Machleik is Beishamim Beisil is only on Kovit Shabbos, not by Mitzvah. It says in Parshas Hamon, Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimoy, and the Mechilta Darshins on this Posig, Dvar yoyim b'yoymoy, mi sheboro yoyim boro panososoy. Dvar yoyim, whatever is needed for each day, b'yoymoy, it comes in its day. And that's what Klal Yisrael witnessed by the month. 40 years they saw, mi sheboro yoyim boro panososoy. Mikana v'rebeleza midoy oymer, kol mi sheyesh loy ma yoychel hayoyim, you're a doig for tomorrow. So we see Klal Yisrael et hadroche in panose that a person should not be a doig l'yoyim mocha. That's a seder in panose. So Beis Hillel held this panose schoil, this panose Shabbos. But it's also a seder in panose. It's a Seder in Parnasa. You need different macholim for Shabbos. But Al Koponim, by the Mon Gufe, they prepared epis for the Tzolchi Shabbos. Came Erev Shabbos. The Mon was Kofel. That means the Klal Yisrael was taught and shown that Tzolchi Parnasa is that Rabbi Yisrael takes care of. One should not be a doyig l'yoymocho, and dvar yoym b'yoymoy. So Panos Shabbos is also included in this. So therefore, that he had bitachin. Beishamai held, no, this is a Nesri Geberi. Good, in the Midbar Take, the Midbar Take was Take as a Vegishtelt, that the Tzolchei Shabbos was Dvayoyim B'yoyim, every Erev Shabbos, the Mon was Kofel. That was in the Midbar. But Ledeires, this doesn't fall into the category of Parnose. There's a mitzvah avoinik Shabbos, and mitzvahs a person has to be a doyik. So it could be, and mitzvahs everyone will be maida when it comes for an esrig. Beis Hillel also started looking Reish Chodesh Elul to find a good esrig. But this is a besondere inyan of this is a besondere inyan. He held that Parnose Shabbos goes into the category of dvayoyim b'yoyimai. And Memela, we have this Avtoch, Misha Bora Yoim Bora Panasos. I saw the Ben Yehoda, Beis Hillel, Mida Acheres Hoyoloi. Beis Hillel had a Mida Acheres, Shekol Maisov L'Shem Shemai. So he wants to say a Moira de Gezach. He says, Beishamai had an hoge of Kovet Shabbos Fakert. You could see the whole week what this person is being mitnapel and oisik lo Kovet Shabbos. The whole week, it's a harum gedreit. What's going to be for Shabbos? Which behem is more shmeina? What should he eat? What should he put away? His whole week was involved in Kovet Shabbos. Hillel, you didn't see any Kovet Shabbos by Hillel. He went to the butcher shop Sunday, you have a behemoth, yeah, shechted it Sunday, Monday, Friday, he came to, you have a behemoth for Shabbos, you have a behemoth for Shabbos. You didn't see any covered Shabbos by him. That means the union of covered Shabbos, that mitzvah was not seen. But by Hillel, we saw the midah of betoch. That he was batuach, that fakert, that Erev Shabbos is going to go to the butcher, he's going to get a behemoth shmeina. Now, the Ben Yehoda explains that there's two types of bali betochen. There's one person that has betochen, still a hate. But he won't be mefarsim, I have betochen, because what's going to happen if it's not going to work? So people will make a fool out of him, they ridicule him. So he'll have betochen still hate, it doesn't have to be mefalsa. He says in Pasuk state, Becho botchu aviseinu, botchu v'loi boishu. By Klal Yisrael aviseinu, they botchu v'loi boishu, they said, boishu v'telfen, and they weren't scared, what's going to be? Becho botchu v'loi boishu. He says, we find by Hillel, the Mishnah says in Brochus, Tav Samech, Maise behilul hazokin shayebo baderech, v'shoma keil tzvochel bo'ir, v'oma muftach ani she'en ze besoich beishi. That's not by my house. The tzvoch is not by my house. And the Gemara brings a posik, mishmuro lo yiro, nochen libei batuach b'ashem. Aber Hillel publicized it. He's 10 minutes away from the house, and he says, it's not for my house. And what? He'll be busy with Jesus. He'll be in his house. No. That mishmur alala yira nocha libe batuach b'ashem. Now, Beis Hillel. So that's what he did in L'Shem Shemai. He didn't want to show, I'm a Baal Madrege. He didn't do it to show his madregim bitochen. He showed it l'shem shemayim, the madrega of Shabbos. I wanted to be moisef, and then I saw Baruch Hashem a tois v'srid. I wanted to say it could be that there was a machloikis in Hillel and Shammai. It wasn't only a shailush at one. Bisaymach and Bitochen, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamuson, the Bisaymach, and the Mepharsim, the Bitochen. Not the Shaila was, which is better, Kovet Shabbos or Bitochen Bashem. Now, it could be the Machlekes was, in which way can we show the Kovet of Shabbos? So Beis Shammai showed the Kavod of Shabbos that his whole week is involved in Kavod Shabbos, that Shabbos he should be, that he should have a Behemish Shmeina for Shabbos. Beis Hillel held as follows. If the parnasa of the whole week, the chef of the whole week comes from Shabbos, so memele, it's such a bechine, like the Chazal tell us, orang es noise of noise es atzmei lekolshkein. So if the Shabbos takes care of the week, the Shabbos can take care of itself. So memele, by his not being mishtadel, that was his oifen of covered Shabbos. Not Stamazoy, he holds Bitochen is better. He held, this is the greatest covet of Shabbos, to show the koyach of Shabbos. And then later I found that the Tosfos Rit says this. The Tosfos Rit says, Elohoyo boiteach b'shem, bo yo'oimer, kedai hus chus Shabbos, Sheyochiloi Hashem parnososa v'ayu miktani amuna lahochin ba'avura mikoidim lochein. Vakert, he held that was a bezoyim. That was a bezoyim that I should have to be doing for the Shabbos. If the whole chef of parnosa comes from the Shabbos, so vakert, that was the covered Shabbos. It was a machloikis beishamei and beisilul, how to be mechaber the Shabbos. That was beisilul's oifen of kvayt Shabbos. I saw a Moira de Kipshat, this is a different pshat. The Riyah Avuev says pshat in Beis Hillel as follows. Shekol Maisov L'Shem Shamayim. Shekol Maisov Hoyo HaToireyach V'Hateret V'Tirdem Estome L'Hashem Yizbor Sheyazmin Loi L'Shabbos Beheimanot. That means not Shadis Tamazai Beis Hillel was a Psabal Betochen, Betuach, Bebeshevet Helfen, and that's it. No. He was davening the whole week, Rabbi Nishlom, but he wasn't Isaac in the physical aspects of being Mishtadel to have a Behem Mishmeine. He was Mispalo. Shekol Maisev Oya HaToireyach Vatirde LaShem Yizbor Sheyazmele LeShabbos Behem Ano UBeisham Elohei Meniach Oichu LaShem Yizbor Kim Mishtadlus. No, he said, not the Rabbi Nishlom should take care of my Kovod Shabbos. I'll take care of it myself. So again, there was a Machloikis in Kovod Shabbos. How the oif and how one should be mechabit Shabbos, if it should be mispal, but it was mispal for shayt teireyach, the teired l'Hashem yizbor shiyazmin loy l'Shabbos. This is given an avoida of covered Shabbos in Beis Hillel also, but that was his avoida of tefillah. Oma Rabbi Chome b'Rabbi Chanine, anoisin matona l'chaveroi. It is not necessary to be meidia him, but he gave him a maton. Shenema. Umoyshe lo yoda ki koran erponov. Rabbi Yishlom gave Moyshe a maton of kiran erponov. He didn't inform him. Meisvei lo das keni Hashem mekadishchem. Omol Yakodish Bohu Moishe Moishe Matone Toy Vyeshli Mivais Kinozai Vishabishmo Vani Mevakesh Litnoli Israel Leich Vidya Oisam. Go tell them Ladas they should know the Chshivas of Shabbos. Is Mikan Omar Abishim Gamliel Hanois and Pas Latinoi Tzorch Leidia Leimoim. So here you say that you don't have to be Medea. So the Gemara says, Leikash. Oh, b'matone davide ligluye. A matone, that's a vide ligluye. Some emaile that it's not wichtig to tell them. We'll find out eventually about the matone, so it's not important to tell them. Oh, b'matone deloy avide ligluye. So the Gemara says, Shabbos nami matone davide ligluye. So the Gemara says, matan tzchor lo yavide ligluye. So it seems that Moshe was Megala to Klal Yisrael, the Matan Schar of Shmira Shabbos. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein yitzorech leidia, loy mash, loy yeze yoyshe, v'toye meheichen bo eilav dovoze. Not gefellig, he's not mechuyib to tell him. U'moyshe lo yoda, alme nosa lekadish bohu kiron oyer ponim, v'loy hidia. Lo das, ki eni Hashem mekadishchem, reishe deko achas amshoy saiti shmeiru. That's the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos. My lo das, roitza ani shetoidiyen, ma matono chashuva ani mevakesh litin lehen. Shebemidiyedem de matono chashuva. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar mikan, omar av Shimon Gamliel, anaisein pas letinik, tzorech lehidiyah leimoy. You have to be meidiyah imoy. My ovidlei, how is he meidiyah imoy? Shayif le mishche, either you smear him with oil, umoli le kuchle, or you put kheil, a type of a dye around the eyes. So how are you medea? Let us see Rashi. Tzorch le dias imoi, lasis le ois besimen. Shim yechlenu kaidim sheyovi le imoi, tira es ois, bitishalenu mi osa lochokach, vuyoymar pleini. The gam nosan li pas, and mi toich kach yeidu ovi vi imoi, shu hu oi havein, vitalbe chibo vereyus bi Yisrael. To be marbe chibo vereyus bi Yisrael. So therefore, tzorich leidia, anoisin matonu lachaberei tzorich leidia, for the yidia, שיתר בחיבה ורייס בישראל. רשי בגזדן המסכת השבס, רייחו ורייו אביחו ארטזוי, דרבן שלום is also called הרייה. So במילה פקר, so that was the Indian that the Klal Yisroel should know the Cheshivas of Shabbos is also V'tar Bechibo V'reyus B'Yisroel. Perhaps we could be Moisef that HaMoisin Matona L'Chaveroi Tzorech Leidioi B'Emerson B'Etzem Matona that Yena gets Zamer de Ketchuvis Ksam Sofer, which is very mechudishtik. The Ksam Sofer, the Est Ksam Sofer, a person gets married, why doesn't he make the Emerson the Rishonis? Why a person should make a Shechyonu? Isha Niknes, he was Kaina Nisha, she should make a Shechyonu. So the Ksam Sofer says that Shechyonu. What the Shechyonu, Vikimonu, Vigyonu, Lazman Azeh, he wants and she wants. So they decided to get married to be. Vishlep and Narayan, the Rabbein Shalom, the Shechyonu, Vikimonu, Vigyonu, Lazman Azeh. Achaz, I'll tell us, Faboyim Yoim, Kaidim Yetziris Hablad, and Lono Isaac Ben Yistoros. And this is the Chassam Sefer. So, Vikim Narayan, the Shechyonu. He says, but someone gives me a matone. Or I buy a new keli, or someone gives me a tonafiyomach. Oh, talking to Rein the Rabbeinu Shlom. What do you mean you bought a new keli? Who gave you the money to buy the new keli? Someone gave you a matono. Who gave him the rotzen to give you the matono? Oh, this is the Rabbeinu Shlom. Shachyonu, kimono, vigyonu, lazman hazeh. That's the hashkofa of the Chassam Sofer. Purchasing a new keli, that's min hashamayim. A zivug, that's he wanted and she wanted. Al kaponim, you see from the Chassam Sofer, someone gives you a matone, that's the Rabbeinu Shlom, Yenis Lovel, and give him a matone. So the Emerson, the Etzem matone that Yenis received, that was Nixim in Hashemayim that he should get the matone. Hanoisim, but what, so what he's giving, I mean, there's something else besides the getting, being Makabal the matone, this reis and chibe which can come out from the matone. So this is what you are doing. That's a matone from the Rebbein Shalom. But this is a pool of ribuy of reis. That this te'ele should come out from the matone, that there should be a ribuy of reis. Tzorich lo'idiyoy. The Gemara says, "Ve'idne dechayshina lekshofim mai." Amar afpope shayv lei me'ose hamin. So you rub it from yenemin. So if you gave him a pass, so that's what the Miri says in Shabbos. So make sure some crumb should be in his hair. I mean, that's going to. Then she look at him. She just shampooed him yesterday, and now his hair is full of crumb. So tell her what happened, Al Kapana. So that's the simen. Omar Rab Yoichan and Meshum Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, Kol Mitzvahis Shenosan Lamakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Nosan Lahem Befahesye, Chutz Mi Shabbos Shenosan Lahem Betzine, Shenemar Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Ois Hi Lioilam. This is a pss. Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael Ois Hi Lioilam. Yehochi, so if it was given betzina lelo onshe nochem alof, sisu narashi pshat, so the Gemara says, oidiyei oidinu, aber matn schore lo yedinu. So Beini Bnei Yisrael is the schar of Shabbos. Viboy yiseyme man schore nami yedinu. That also was not private, it also was nisparsam. Vishome yiseyre lo yoidinu. The Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, Neshome Yisere Noisna Kodesh Borchu Boodom Erev Shabbos. Umaitsoi Shabbos Neutlen Oisa Himeno Shanemar Shovas Vainofash Kibin Shashovas after the Shvisa of Shabbos Vai Ovdo Nefesh Neshome Yisere goes away. Let us see Rashi. David Legliik again kiram ponim de Moshe sheidiyu haroyim leitzach hanoisim leidiyu umali lekuchle noisim kreul svivei seinov leilein sheinochim alo manan ashkechen shechotak lishbolchu lanishim alatere bala mitzveis that they weren't mekabo sivizor misei lome fiemar poron sivilakami teimen yovoi nishome yisere roi chav leiv Limnucha ulesimcha, Vlias posuach lervocha, Vyoichal, Vyishte, Veinavshoi, Kotze Olof. That means that there's a person has to have a reichav leiv for Menuche and Simche, Vyoichal, Vyishte. The Goyin says that the Macholi Shabbos are like equivalent to Kabonis. So he should be able to get into this matzev. That's the neshama yisayir. Vayinofash tashini loy oyal hanefesh shaholcholo. Now I'd like to be ma'ira. I saw in two other places that speak about the neshama yisayir. In Derech Hashem, it says as follows. In Derech Hashem from the Ramchal, he speaks that there's a nefesh, a behemah is a nefesh, a odom is a nefesh, And the hergeshim and the tchunes and the haskole of the person all comes through this nefesh. Then he says, "V'nimtza oid ba'odam metzias nafshi." There's another type of a nefesh. This is the neshama. "V'ein hatachlis bebiyosai biyodam elo lekashroi pishoroshim holyonim." The neshama that a person has, the purpose is to be mekasher the odom b'sharoshim ho yoinim, that through the neshama the whole person is mekusher to Elomis al Yainim, Shagoshim al Yainim, Sheyesh loyli kosher bo. There's an Indian, he should become mekusher to them. Liyois maisov moilidim til doisom bekoiches al Yainim bekoyach godol. That a person through the neshama, that means the nefesh is mekusha to the neshama, and the neshama is mekusha to the sheroshim al yoinim, so the actions of a person, beilatoiv and beilamutav, that is a moirdika hashpo on the sheroshim al yoinim, and the lomis al yoinim, there's a moirdika vote, the chaim belozhna nefesh hachaim is marich on this. And he wants to say, could be this is merumes in the Mishnah, da amal amaylo mimach, was tutzach oivin, that's all from a person. A person should not think that he doesn't do anything. Who am I? What am I? No, a person is merdike koiches, every dibur, every machshove, every maise, is a merdike pu'ula lamaylo. And that is the purpose of the neshama, the Ramchal says, to be mekasher him, that all he is myself may lead him till daysom bekoichai sal yoinim bekoyach god. And then he says, be metzias hazeh nimshach hashefa nishpa el ha'odam in ha'mekoichai sal yoinim. And it works both ways. He's mashpia to the sheroshim al yoinim, and they're mashpia to him. And this all comes about through the neshama. That is the purpose of the neshama. The later, he continues and he says, Ukvar evsher sheyitoisvu alayim madreges. Now, on this neshama, it could be mitoisev madreges, on this neshama, v'yilch lachakach, and then these madreges go away. So he says, "V'loy yeiroe roishem mikol ze beguf klal." He says, "This I suffer, and this siluk in the guf, there's no roishem whatsoever. Ki kvar ein pu'ulois hanefoshes se'elo beguf tova mulgish. What these madreges." These are madreges in the koyach of the neshama, but it has nothing to do with the goof. Ve'inei meisifin oy goyrim loy bechiyus v'loy behergish. That means in the neshama, which this is mekasha on the sheroshim al yoinim, so it becomes neitosif madreges on this neshama, or it's taken away the madreges. V'hinei b'chlal ze ha'neshome ha'yesere shabo b'shabes kodesh v'yleches lo b'moitzoe shabes. V'ein b'yoso v'yitziyoso nirgoshim leguf. He says, there's no helgish at all with the guf. This is in the chelik ha'neshome, which it accomplishes more the kezachim, the hisof and giroin, that's in the neshome, but the guf has no helgish side of the beer and side of the yitzir. That's what the Ramchal says. Arashi says Neshama Yisere has something to do with the Oynik Shabbos. He's able to, is a Meredik Shaykhis with the goof. In Zichot Teres Moshe from the Chayodom, in the beginning, he says as follows, Ki kashe yechavin ha'odom es daitoi, if a person mechaven is das, v'yira yiras Hashem beliboy be'emes, and will be an emesse yirei shemayim, v'yir maise of ritzuyim, oz bevadai, la'acher shetoval be'erev Shabbos be'kavona ritzuyim, after he was toivul himself erev Shabbos, le'kabel k'dushe Shabbos, yovin bedatoi, so he'll understand shenitoisev loy neshama yisayr. After the tefillah, he said a few tonight before, he said that you have not the mistatav yiras Hashem belibay be'emes imaisav ritzuyim. So then after the tefillah is yovin bedaita shenitoisev loy neshama yisayr, ki yalgish he'll feel benavshoy yiras haroimimus sheboloy. He'll feel a yiras haroimim that just came, Agav ulche, the goyin says, yiras ha-raymim is a person cannot work to get, that's a matonim in ha-shamayim. So he says, after the tvila, he'll feel a yiras ha-raymim is, at shetiva boy avo ve-yiras ha-shem, and it'll burn in him, avas ha-shem ve-yiras ha-shem. Ve-ze bodu kumenusem ikama anoshim kama pomim b'loi shum sofik. This is the chayyodamites, it's not a siddish ha-sefer, this you write in Zichu Teres Moshe. This was halacha sefer. Like this is one should know. So it's also a, it seems these are three different explanations of the neshama yisera. Zok the Gemara weiter. Oise adam tavshul me'erev yontov. We heard in the Mishnah that a person makes a Erev Tavshilin, so he makes a Tavshil Erev Yomtov. Omer Abaye, Loishonu Elo Tavshil. He has to make a Tavshil, Avol Pasloi. But he can't be Yoitze, the Erev Tavshilin, with a Pas. Maishno Pas Deloi. What's wrong with Pas? Ilaim Amidi the Malaf has been in. You need something for the Erev Tavshilim. The Erev Tavshilim is the haschole of the preparation of Tzolchei Shabbos. Now, if you want to prepare Tzolchei Shabbos, you need midi de malafes bin, and something that's malafes as a pas. That means every day a person has bread. So you don't see the Tzolchei Shabbos from pas. So if you want to see the Erev Tavshilim is showing that the Erev Tavshilin is showing that he's preparing for Shabbos, you need something malafas as a pas. So upas loy malafte. Pas is not malafas as a pas, so therefore, so pas is not good. In fact, the Gemara, if the criteria is malafas as a pas, for daisa nami deloy malafte, daisa cereal is also not malafas as a pas. Da omar abzeira ani bavloi tivshoi, da ochli name bename. ואומר רב נחומי בר זכאי משמי דבאי מערבים בדייסה. ואומר רב נחומי בר זכאי משמי דבאי מערבים בדייסה, that you could be מערב בדייסה. So we see from this that you don't need for ערב תבשילן something that's מלאפס as a pass. אלא מידי דלוי שכיח בין it's most of the criteria something which is not שכיח every day. That means he needs something that the everyday's meal was the past, the hit past, that was ich on the menu. But something that's not so shriach, that already is symbolic of Suda Shabbos ready, that we're being meisif something the covered Shabbos. So therefore that's why dice is good, but past is no good for this. Ike da amri omar abaye loishonu elo tavshu, avo pas loi, maitaime ilaymi demidid loishriach beinan, upa shriche, va daise loishriche, va omar abnuchumi bazachayim, mishmei dabai eima arve bedaise, elo midid demelafes beinan, upa loi melafto, va daise nami loi melafto. Da omar abzeira hanibav loi tipshoi, da ochli nama benama. So we have over here, two lashonos, why if daisa will be good, or why pas is no good. If the criteria is you need a midid lo ishriche, so then daisa will be good. If the criteria is you need a dova malafas as a pas, then daisa also won't be good. Dachsach mir, I saw the Sfas Emes, the Emes wants to say, that this is, we had mentioned yesterday that the Miri says that the Mishnah speaks about the Tavshil of Nid Erev Tavshilin, two Tavshilim according to Beis Shammai, one Tavshil according to Beis Hillel. And the Miri wants to say that this is only Legabi the Heter Bishul. If a person wants to cook, Miyontem L'Shabbos needs a Tavshil. If a person wants to bake, then you need Pas. It's a different thing. The Pas is for Afiyah, And the Tavshil is for Bishul. That's what the Miri says. So the Sfas Emes wants to say that our Gemara is telling us that if a person will only make pass for an Erev Tavshilin, it won't even help for a Fiyah either. Because you need a Tzure that this is preparing for Shabbos. So you need it. The Tavshil is Ma'akiv. I think he buys by Tzorchin Lufi Amis, but he wants to be Mitzadid not only that the pass can help for a Tavshil. No, if you don't have a Tavshil, you don't have an Erev Tavshilin. You have to show from what you're preparing with Tzorich Shabbos, and this is only shown by a Tavshil and not by a pass. Let us see, Rashi, Loi Shonu Dave Erev, the Malafes, Liftam Bino, the Mucher Milsi, Sha'osi Le Shabbos. Upas Loi Malafte, Hukuch Le Mucher Milsi, Shrei Bechol Yenge Shlech. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tony Rabchie, Adashim Shebeshulei Kdeire, Soimach Aleyem, Mishum Eruvei Tavshil. And immediately the isbu kizayis. So what does that mean? That means a person cooked a dashim. He cooked a dashim erev yontev for erev yontev. He wanted to eat a dashim erev yontev. And he takke ate. He takke ate a dashim erev yontev. Now he left over in the bottom of the pot some a dashim. He didn't clean out the pot completely. Then it's right before yontev. And he reminds himself that he didn't make an erev tavshilim. So this adashim, which were left over from the Sudas Choyl, it can be samech on this van Erev Tavshilim, van emili de ispo kezayis, it has to be a kezayis. Omar Rav Yitzchok bereid Rav Yehude, shamnuni shal gabi yasakin, goyrero v'samech olo mishum Erev Tavshilim, van emili de ispo kezayis. It has to be a kezayis. Now, I saw the Taisvus Chid, the Svas Emes asked, what's the Chiddush that it has to be a Kezayis? That's the minimum Shia of Erev Tavshil, it has to be a Kezayis. Now, we're speaking about Adashim, Adashim Shebeshulei Kdeira, which is an Erev Tavshil in Gorua. So, Fashteitzach, you'll need a Kezayis. Why shouldn't you need a Kezayis? That's the kasha. So the Taisus Rid says as follows. The Taisus Rid says it's coming to tell us that you need a kezayis b'mokim echad. Need a kezayis b'mokim echad. That means if you have to be malakit a kezayis, that's no good. That you have to be b'mokim echad a kezayis, and or else it's less than a kezayis. So it's bottle to the kedera, it's bottle. That's what the the bottle le gabi sakit. It's not because it doesn't have a sinira kezayis b'mokim echad. That doesn't apply by a stamazoi erev tavshilim. The Svasemis wants to say another vote that if you have less than a kezayis, you want to be mitzarif like this. He says by the erev tavshilim, you can be mitzarif from a few macholim. It doesn't have to have a kezayis of a dashim. You can have a kezayis of a dashim, have a kezayis of other macholim. He says, but here you need takak, since this is a double bozui. That means these are leftovers of a tavshil which was made letzeirich chil. So, Mamela, you need take a kezayis, you need a kezayis, it should be left over kezayis. You can't be mitzvah of half a zayis, so this would have a zayis of something else. Another tafshil. So, Trashi, Shebeshule Kdeiro, Shenishadu Beloy Miskavus, left over without kabon. Semechaleim, Erev Yontav, Lashem Erev, Lemrin, and Lech Shivi Ubotri. Kairoi, Me Erev Yontav. Now, it's very interesting. It says by the Shumen, Shamnuni Shalgabi Yasakin Goyreroi, he's Goyreret. V'soymach Olav Mishumeru V'tavshilin. By the Adashim, doesn't say Goyreroi. Soymach Olav Mishumeru V'tavshilin. So between you and me, it would seem for some reason that by the Adashim, he takes the pot, doesn't the begoyer it, and he takes the pot with the Adashim left over, and he says, Badi Neruva Yeshana Lafuila, and he says, the whole Nusach. And here he can't take the knife and say, Badi Neruva, he has to begoyer it. That would seem the pashtus lotion of the Gemara. I saw in Mishnah Brura, when the Mishnah Brura brings down the Saloche, he says, by Adashim, you goyer the Adashim. So there's a din greira by Adashim also. Shulchan Aruch HaRav only mentions greira by Shamnunis, like the Lashon HaGemara, not by Adashim. The Shulchan doesn't mention any greira whatsoever. So I'm very unclear over here if there's a machloikis, if there's not a machloikis, it's very unclear. But the Mishnah Brura says, Klo, you make greira by both. You greira both, and then you say the Nusach. Zog de Gemara weiter. Omarav asi omarav, dogim ktanim meluchim ein behem mishum bishulei nochem. If you have dogim ktanim and they're meluchim, so now they're edible, ein behem mishum bishulei nochem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ein behem mishum bishulei nochem, shegozul chachomim bishulei nochem, mishum chasnus, chazal wa goyzer am bishulei nochem, va'al shenechel kamoy shul chai, lo gozul al bishulei. The kiven shenechel kamoy shul chai, ainu bishul, do lehani midi, that means if the bishul accomplished, that made it edible, na bishul of a goy made it edible, so then the shafsa hakir of adas, there's indebtedness to the goy, that he made from an unedible machel, edible, that can bring to chasnas. These are edible without bishul. So memele, so there's no issa of bishul einochim. Omar Rav Yosef ve'im tzolon nochi, na'af anochi boasted it, seimech aleim mishim eruvi tavshilim. Seimech yisraelayim doshor bachila. That means, so this is a per yotzev of the previous halacha, since it's called nechel, it was nechel before the tzli of the goy, so it doesn't fall into the category of bishulei yakum. So now you could use it for erev tavshila. Vi'avdinu nochi kasa d'harsene. Now, if a goy made it kasa d'harsene, osa. So then it's osa. Pshite. Now, what's kasa d'harsene? Metugin b'shumin kirvei dogim u'bekemach. Now, v'ivdino, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Yud Beis that kasa d'harsene is dogim ktanim that are metugin, of din hu. That means you took these dogim ktanim and you fried them with the shumin of kirvei dogim. That was the oil, the fat, u'bekemach, and vivdino nochi kasa d'arsena os. Asiri weiser os, de kemach ein nechel kemoyshe hu chai. Vikach yesh bei mishum bishulei nochim. That means the fish alone is nechel al yidei malichit. But the kemach is not nechel kemoyshe hu chai. So memele, so now in this tavshil is also to bishuli akum mitzad the kemach. The kemach is bishul akum. Frag the gemore pshite. Let's push it. What are you telling me? Ma the time house na ike. I would think the house na zike. Shumen ab dogim rashi says. Lachay other say the dogim ad ike. So memele, so this is not called a machal of bishul akum. Kamash melon kimche ike. But the kemach is the ikah. Oma Rabbi Abba Ruvi Tavshilin Tzricha Kezayis. Erev Tavshilin needs a Kezayis. Maybe let's leave this over for tomorrow. Let us first see the two Taisvus. Dogim Ktanim Meluchim Ein Behem Mishum Bishulei Nochem. Donecholim Kemoy Shehem Chayim. Hoyle Meluchim. So since the Meluchim, so say, yeah, Avalon Mehoyu Meluchim. So it comes that it wasn't edible, and the goy made it edible through bishul. V'teima the omar b'meseches avaydizor peik eim amidim kol shein la'ila shulchem melochem la'avus boy esepos ein boy isel mishum bishulei nochem the kamar alo kegoyin dogim ktanim. So the Gemara says in avaydizor that dogim ktanim are not oila shulchem melochem. So that is not in Mishalakum. And our Gemara would seem the whole reason is not in Mishalakum is because it's Nechol Kamay Shulchai. But if I says it is Eilal Shulchan Malach. Bishloim Adahosim Bektanim Tvei Mayri. That's talking about very small fish. That's talking about Eilal Shulchan Malach. Bochim Mayri Bedogim Shen Ktanim Kolkach. Shepa'omim Shen Eilam Al Shulchan Malach Malafis Boyes Apas. These are Shein Ketanim Kolkach. These are a little larger. So these are Yo'ilo Shulchan Malachim Lavis. That's why you need it. It should be Nechol Kamei Shehu Chai. Now before we go further, I'd like to make a Shtikul Ha'ore on the Rabbeinu Chananel. But Rabbeinu Chananel is reality. I don't know exactly what he's saying. Let us just see the Rabbeinu Chananel on this Amud. In Tzoloi Nochi Semech Aleim Shmerev Tavshilam V'Ovdinu Nochi Kase Dahar Sune Kloima Bishul Hadogim Alolim HaKemach Oso Mishum Bishulei Nochim Nitzos Al Bishul Nochim Mai Taime Kimche Iker L'Divrei HaKoil Einoi Nechel Kamoi Shehu Chai. The Kemach is not Nechel Kamoi Shehu Chai V'Oila Al Shulchan Malochim Lechel Boi Pas. And this is not similar to Daisa. Now, it seems the Rabbeinu Chananel is telling us that Daisa, there's no din of Bishalakum, for whatever the reason is, would seem it's not Oilo Shulchan Malachim. And this is Oilo Shulchan Malachim Lechel Boy Pas. Now, this Loshen Lechel Boy Pas is very unclear. The Kasa da Harsene is Eilal Shulchan Malachim Lechel Boy Pas. Now, I first thought that Lechel Boy Pas means that the Kemach is Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Kemach is a double that's Eilal Shulchan Malachim because you can make Pas out of it, and Pas is Eilal Shulchan Malachim. Loshen Lefes Boy Pas, it should have said, but could be. This is what he's saying. And Be'emerson, I once found a Moiradike Machloikis in this Nekude. What is the halacha there's a din Oila al Shulchan Malachim. Something that's Oila al Shulchan Malachim is also as Bishalakum. Do you look at Beprotius on the Machl you're eating? That means, I look at this machl. Is this Eilo Shulchan Malachim? This won't be Eilo Shulchan Malachim. Would they serve this by a chasna? Won't they serve this by a chasna? You can look at it one way. Or do you look at the mean? That means, the way this was made, they never serve it for a chasna. But the etzim mean is Eilo Shulchan Malachim. You can make it fancier, you can make it more choshev, then it is Eilo. So do you need a mean that is Oila Shulchan Malachim? Or do you need that this tafshel should be Oila Shulchan Malachim? This is a Mordiki Shaila. That means we'll start calling a Shaila baby foods. I want to give my baby baby foods, which is not Nechel Kamoy Shulchai. I'll give it potatoes. That is not Nechel, carrots is no Shaila. It's Nechel Kamoy Shulchai. But beets, potatoes, it's not Nechel Kamoy Shulchai. Is it Oila Shulchan Malachim? Who's going to give baby food on the Shulchan Malachim? But it is such a mean that is Oila Shulchan Malachim. But this Tavshel is not Oila Shulchan Malachim. So if in Kainim Anachnu, that the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, V'Oila Shulchan Malachim, the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, why is Kemach Oila Shulchan Malachim? Because you can make pass out of it. So then the Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, Amor de Kachidish. That you don't, this Kasa da Harsene was a very, not Choshev Emachel, the Gemara says, an Oni, if he has very little, so a Kaponim, Kovach Havish make Kasa da Harsene. It wasn't a big deal, this Kasa da Harsene. It wasn't a very Choshev Emachel. I doubt very much if the Kasa da Harsene was Eilo Shulchan Malachim. But, so then the Rabbein Chananel is saying, that it's Eilo Shulchan Malachim, Lechel Boy Pas, you can make Pas out of it. So Memela, since Kemach is a mean that you can make pass, and pass is Oila Shulchan Malachim. So Memela, so that's called a mean that's Hezach Shivis. Now I found once an Issa Veheta. The Issa Veheta says claw like this. The Issa Veheta says that
The Sevehetta speaks about a person, kemach, that a flower that is made out of kidneys. So he clears a shaila, it doesn't have a teres pas, he says, well, there's no heter of a pas akum, because it doesn't have a teres pas, it's a kemach made out of kidneys. And you make pas out of it, so he clears a shaila, it is a din of bishal akum. So the Isabel Heter says, there's a din of bishal akum. He says, when you make something out of this kemach, it's not choshev, it's not eilo shulcha malochim. He says, but you could take kidneys and make it in a choshev oifen. You can make paporis out of it, and it would be eilo shulcha malochim. So therefore, this machel is eilo shulcha, so this machel is also. So the Isabel Heter says, claw this yesoid, that you don't look at the mean, and you don't look at the tavshel, you look at the mean. And l'cheret, I think that is Pshat Rabbein Chanan. I'm not sure. I once asked Rav Moshe Zechayna Levracha. Rav Moshe Zechayna Levracha also said the same thing, that you look at the mean, you don't look at the tafshi. He says, if a guy cooked something and it got burnt, so you say it's not Oyla Shulchan Malachim, because you look at the, and this is a Gevaldik Chumre, so many canned foods, which could be mitzad batzim, and others are matter canned foods because it's not oila of shulchan malachim. But who says you look at the way it's processed now? If the mean could be processed in a naif and choshev, it would be oila of shulchan malachim. And perhaps with this, is a machloikis, could be our taisvis and the reshash and avodah zarah. He had the same taisvis and avodah zarah. Taisvis asks astire by dogim ktanim. There the Gemara says that Dogim Ktanim is not Oila Shulchan Malachim, and our Gemara says Dogim Ktanim, the only reason it's Mutter because it's Nechel Kamay Shehu Chai, that's the only reason it's Mutter. But like this Dogim Ktanim, Isis is also Bishalakim. So our Toysvis asks the Kashis, our Toysvis says a Teretz, our Toysvis says this very small Dogim, this larger Dogim, that's what our Toysvis says. The Rishash in Avodah Zarah wants to say a different Teretz. He says, our Gemara is speaking about Im Tzolom Nochri Soyma Chalev. We're talking about that you roasted it. Oh, you roasted the Dogim Ktanim. That's Oila Shulchan Melochim. If you roasted it, it's Choshev. There the Gemara is speaking about Bishul. Some say, you cooked Dogim Ktanim, that's not so Choshev. You roasted it, it becomes Choshev. So we see from the Rishash and Avodah Zarah, the Rishash wanted to differentiate how it was processed and prepared. That's what the Rishash says. The Rishash says if it was roasted, it is Eilo Shulchan Malachim. If it's not, it's not. And if Taisus doesn't say Lecher, Taisus Lecher could hold like the Issa Veheta. But again, if this is Pshat and Rabbi Nechanan, the Loshon is very unclear. So I don't know. I don't know if it means lechel boy pas. It means that you eat it together with pas. I don't know, Klo, what he means to say. It's a lafis boy sa pas. I don't know exactly what, if the Ben Hanan Otake means this. Kamash malo kimcha ike, mikan onu soimchim. So now our Gemara says a chiddish. Our Gemara says that if you have, kasa daharsane, which is made, it's a combination of a flour with dogim. So if the dogim would be the iker, so then, if the dogim would be the iker, so lemaise, so then there wouldn't be a din of bishalakum. But since the kemach is the iker, that's what is a din of bishalakum. So Taisha says, mikan onu saimchim likach min anochim, Pas hanilish min habayim shekayin kantavaish v'u blizash. That means this was chveis challah with eggs. The may nechesh im ishum pas atzmoi itiru chachomim. If we're claiming about the pas alone, so pas akum is mutter. Im ishum bayim sheshalku bo. If we're claiming about the eggs, which are one of the ingredients of this pas. So eggs, by eggs, there's a din of bishalakum, hamrinon, kimcha ikir. But the ikir is not the ikir is not the bayim, the ikir is the kemach. So memele, so therefore we are allowed to eat this pas. Ve'ein lechalik v'loyme deshani hoche lechumre kloyme. The kim, that what our Gemara said, that kimcha ike klaim the kimcha shumin shleik shabli losay raka also. That the argument is going to chumre. That you they have to cheshbon with the kemach also. Avol ba'al meshuav avamaisi tone avshe heter ike, even though the heter is ike leizlina lekule. That means the Moses says you have to be chayish for the meat also. But not that the zoiv would be machsha the meat. Yev shaloyma can't. So they says you can't say this. The kama hoche mao de teima harsena ike. The Gemara says vakert. That I would think the harsena is the ike. And if the harsena would be the ike, kloyma ilona lahatir. Al mehecha de hete ike ozrinim basle afilu lekule. Even though I have kemach also. He loved the asik the kimcha iker, but the Gemara feels like that the kemcha iker. So memele, so there is no iser of bishalakov.